If you would, at this time, I'd like you to close your eyes. Put on your sanctified imaginators. I want you to picture yourself back in the time of Jesus. You have a vantage point nobody else has. You can see everything that's about to go on. When Pilate saw that he could do nothing, but that instead a riot was starting, he took some water, washed his hands before the crowd, and said, "I'm innocent of this man's blood. You take care of it yourselves." In reply, all the people said, "Let his blood be on us and on our children." Then he released Barabbas for them. But after he had Jesus flogged, he handed him over to be crucified. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus to the governor's residence and gathered the whole cohort around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And after braiding a crown of thorns, they put it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand, and kneeling down before him, they mocked him. "Hail, King of the Jews!" They spat on him. They took the staff and struck him repeatedly on the head. When they had mocked him, they stripped him of his robe and put his own clothes back on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. As they were going out, they found a man from Cyrene named Simon, whom they forced to carry his cross. They came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of the skull, and offered Jesus wine mixed with gall to drink. But after tasting it, he would not drink it. When they had crucified him, they divided his clothes by throwing dice. Then they sat down and kept guard over him there. Above his head, they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two outlaws were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by defamed him, shaking their heads and saying, "You, who can destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are God's son, come down from the cross." In the same way, even the chief priests, together with the experts in the law and the elders, were mocking him. "He saved others, but he cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. If he comes down from the cross, we will believe in him." "He trusts in God. Let God, if he wants to, deliver him now, because he said, 'I am God's son.'" The robbers who were crucified with him also spoke abusively to him. Now from noon until 3, darkness came over the whole land. At about 3 o'clock, Jesus shouted with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "This man is calling for Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink. But the rest said, "Leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah will come and save him." Then Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. Just then the temple curtain was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split apart. And the tombs were opened and the bodies of many saints who had died were raised. They came out of the tombs after this resurrection and went in after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. Now when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and what took place, they were extremely terrified and said, "Truly, this one was God's son." Many women who had followed Jesus from Galilee and given him support were also there watching from the distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. Now when it was evening, There came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered that it be given to him. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut in the rock. Then he rolled a great stone across the entrance of the tomb and went away. Now Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting there opposite the tomb. The next day, which is after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees assembled before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember that while the deceiver was still alive, he said, 'After 3 days, I will rise again.' So give orders to secure the tomb until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal his body and say to the people, 'He has been raised from the dead.' And the last deception will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "Take a guard of soldiers. Go and make it as secure as you can." So they went with the soldiers of the guard and made the tomb as secure by sealing the stone. Now after the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Suddenly, there was a severe earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled away the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning. His clothes were like white as snow. The guards were shaken and became like dead men because they were so afraid of him. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here, for he has been raised, just as he said. Come and see the place where he was lying. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. You will see him there. Listen, I have told you.' So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell the disciples. But Jesus met them, saying, 'Greetings.' They came to him, held onto his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers in Galilee. They will see me there.'" Our Father and great God in heaven, we come before you now, remembering all that Jesus went through for us. Remembering how he was mocked and how he was beaten and how he endured all that, knowing that your plan was better for us. Knowing that he had to endure that for us so that through him we could have eternal life. Be with us now, Father, as we remember him in the way that he laid forth for us. Be with us now as we remember what he went through, the death, the crucifixion, the beatings, but also, Father, that on the first day of the week, after being in the tomb for 3 days, he showed that power over death that he had and came forth from the grave. Be with us now as we remember all this in the way that he laid forth for us, as we partake of the loaf that represents his body and the juice that represents his blood shed for us. Help us to never take this flippantly, Father, as we remember him now, all that he did for us. In Jesus' name I pray.